Currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son.
You're right, Arkin.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you ill?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear. Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travelodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Ready, steady, the Toyota-thon sale event is on! Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyota-thon sale event is on! Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 4, a date for a plea hearing has been set for the driver of a car accused of driving into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. 53-year-old Paul Doyle will be back in court in August. Our reporter Liam Gotting has more.
He's charged with one count of dangerous driving, two counts of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, two counts of wounding with intent, and two counts of attempting to cause grievous bodily harm.
Russell Brand has been in court and denied charges of rape and sexual assault. The alleged offences against four separate women took place between 1999 and 2005. He's due to go on trial next year. Ahead of a ban on disposable vapes, a health minister has told us more needs to be done to stop people from using them.
They've got a strong role in giving up smoking, but there is a real problem of children and young people in particular, as well as some adults, turning to them. Let's not start on that road.
That's Baroness Gillian Merrin. It's after we found out people are stockpiling single-use ones before they become illegal across the UK this weekend. And as we come to the end of the sunniest spring on record, forecasters say temperatures could get up to 27 degrees this weekend. But they're warning the weather will turn and we can expect some rain next week.
Sport.
A US-based consortium has completed a 51% takeover of Scottish Premiership club Rangers. The group is led by private healthcare tycoon Andrew Kavanagh, who will become the new chairman at Ibrox. £20 million of new investment will be available this summer. Liverpool have agreed to let departing defender Trent Alexander-Arnold join Real Madrid early. The Spanish side will pay £10 million for the England international, despite him being out of contract next month. And England could end the night top of their Women's Nations League group with victory over Portugal. They'd also need current leader Spain to drop points against Belgium.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Breezy with a risk of showers in the north and west overnight. Dry and clear elsewhere with a low of 5 degrees. A chance of rain in the north tomorrow, but drier and brighter in the south. A high of 26. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Santa Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sutter Templeton. Also, thanks to Izzy. Happy Friday to you. Lots of love for Izzy on text. Thanks for the shout out, Izzy. Our nieces are livid. They didn't get a mention. They are Phoebe and Georgia. Hello, Phoebe and Georgia. Hey, Izzy. Cracking show as usual. What a tune to play this afternoon. Busy painting some fence panels. Our velocity is definitely speeding the day up. Can't beat a bit of Maximo, but you certainly can't. Cheers from Angus in the garden, Essex. Someone else, I don't know who this is, a crazed loner has just said, hey, Izzy, please play Grease Lightning. Not really best of British. But my God. A cracker. I got the Woodman Gaff here. I got Harry here. I've got Vinny here. Most importantly, I've got you here. And here's what I've got coming up for your Friday Spectacular right here on the 4 till 7 thing. A Brazilian judge I've been reading about in the papers today. He is a blooming legend. What's yours? 83936. More details to come. Plus, German Christians getting it so right. Why dancing chickens are a praying laying good for getting people in churches. And the woodman has a massive beetle getting a whopping great mandible in his road. It'll start. I'm looking forward to that immensely, Woodman. Right, no more messing around. Let's get into the Friday music. This is Feeder just today. Ladies and gentlemen, this has got a do-do-do-do that gives you that Friday feeling. It really does. Relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here. Listeners.
Start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Waking up at 12 in my clothes again. Feel my head explode from another gym. Another night out late. I don't wanna dream, don't wanna be a clown. Gotta get my feet back on the ground before it pulls me in. How come it ended up like this? And who's gonna catch me when I'm coming down to hit?
Manic Street Preachers are designed for life right here on Radio X. Okay, happy Friday to you. Gav, we spend a lot of time wishing we were Brazilian on this show.
Always.
It's so cool.
Siempre.
You never think there's going to be someone in Brazil who makes himself up, makes up a sort of English backstory for himself.
No, it doesn't
sort
happen.
Of think, there's not going to be a kid in Brazil who sort of thinks, no, I'm not, I'm English.
That's right, it doesn't happen.
Well, this guy has their idea
of cool.
Not only has a guy done that, he's a judge.
Right.
Who's been caught out. So.
Go on.
He grew up in the back streets of São Paulo. Where his friends knew him as José.
Yeah.
But everything changed when this rather studious son of a mechanic started reading books in English.
Right.
English literature.
Uh-huh.
And Scottish literature. And then José Eduardo dos Reis, he decided to call himself Edward Albert Lancelot Dodd Canterbury Caterham Wickfield.
Sorry, Canterbury Caterham Whitfield. That's even looking at a train line
But he's still gone with the Brazilian format of loads of names. He doesn't realise we don't do that particularly in Britain.
Right.
So he's still gone with eight names, because you've got to have eight names.
Yeah, everyone.
So what fun it must have been for him. He thought, I'll choose eight British. Anyway,
let's have a couple more, yeah.
He's a local bureaucrat. Became suspicious of him because he became a judge, this guy.
Oh, right. So he was a lawyer, then
yes,
a judge, right.
He served as a judge on the Brazilian bench for 23 years and all the time pretending he was a descendant of British ancestors.
What, under that name?
Yes.
Oh, I see, not under his real name.
No, he's Judge Edward Wickham. Wickfield, Caterham.
Canterbury, what?
So what happened was, testimonies online from those who said they knew Reyes mentioned he had a distinctly British accent. So he couldn't speak English. Mm-hmm. He just affected...
A British accent in Brazilian?
Yes.
In Portuguese?
Yes.
That's so
amazing.
Niche.
So he spoke Portuguese with a strong British accent.
So that's like you speaking...
No, he's never been here.
Right.
He made out he was here for 25 years.
Right.
He never was. So he also apparently insisted on taking time off at the same time as the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton in April 2011. And colleagues were saying, you've been invited to the thing.
To the wedding.
I don't want to comment. He declined to comment.
That is a long grip, isn't it?
It's hard to believe that outside this country, people really love the British.
That's the nichest thing I've ever
heard. Like football, you know, we gave them that.
So what was he saying? Obrigado, old boy.
No, but he had... yes, exactly right. Obrigado.
Obrigado. Two caipirinhas, please.
Mask. Canada.
So funny.
Yeah. He goes, he even explained, like these were some of his affectations, a fondness for using public transport, which in Brazil is a big deal. He charges. He goes, no, but in Britain, of course. Anyway, when I was a teenager, I discovered something about English literature. I spent hours reading books by Charles Dickens, Robert Stevenson, Walter Scott in the public library.
Yeah.
I don't know where I found this particular taste, because no one in my family was interested. But I felt that England was my place. He's never been here.
We should bring him here and just make him a judge.
Wage.
He was determined to
move. Right.
He was determined to either move to the land he felt was his natural home, or at least an English-speaking country.
Right.
But instead, he went to Boston for a bit.
Right.
He said it was because Dickens said it was a beautiful city and handsome.
And it's the most English of all the towns
well,
in America.
It's pretty Irish, actually.
It is too, yeah.
A bit further south, it's a bit more English. That's pretty Irish, having been there.
Sure.
His hopes of success in New England did not materialise. 6 months later, he returned to Brazil, dejected. He explained he wanted to die and be reborn as another person. So that's what he did. He told a newspaper, although he was born in Brazil, he lived in England for 25 years. He didn't. Where he said he studied mathematics and physics. He hadn't. In fact, he believed to have spent his childhood in a rundown area of Sao Paulo. Just made the whole thing up. But he became a judge.
Yeah.
In Brazil. He did study law for more than four decades. Reese lived as his British alter ego until late last year. He tried to renew his ID card. Now, a big weakness in Brazil is that if you've got your birth certificate, you can get everything from that.
Right.
Which is why lots of places favour Brazil for their spies.
Yeah, because it can change ID really.
You can change ID really.
You get all the visas.
You just reapply for a birth certificate and you're through, yeah. So the officer noticed his birth certificate, registration number, fingerprints and address appeared to match another Brazilian name.
Right.
So he was tumbled. So his father wasn't Richard Dogg, Canterbury, Cater and Wickfield. His mother wasn't Anne-Marie Dubois.
Nothing more English.
No, Vincent Wickfield. But in Brazil, once a birth certificate is obtained, it's possible to use that to obtain everything.
Right.
That's
right.
It, you're in the show.
Wow.
But his case has already proved costly. Officials have blocked, sadly, his judge's pension.
I mean, he was a judge, wasn't he?
Well, Brazilian pensions are very good. That would have put him on 22 grand a month.
Right.
5 grand a week, and he's been denied despite being a judge for 40 years.
I think that's a shame.
It's a real inspirational shame.
What he's
come on, step in, someone. Anyway, he is my blooming legend today. And today is a blooming legendary day because we are celebrating. We're not celebrating, we are inviting you. To join Gavin and I on Bloomin' Legends, our brand new podcast, which is available on Global Player. And the one thing we do each week with the podcast, as well as showcasing a Bloomin' Legend from history. We've had one living legend, more about that later. They generally are from history.
Yes.
So, Bloomin' Legends, what we always invite you to do is add your own Bloomin' Legends to email the show or the podcast and add to the canon of blooming legendariness. We'll be having more of those in the show. So 83936, any blooming legends, I'll explain later. This is Pulp, it's Spike Island.
Something stopped me dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged. Then moved on. It's a guess. No idea. It's a feeling. Not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind come alive. By the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh. No one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, it's my kind of life. By the way.
Spike Island right here on Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the show, I've got some more. I've got some of your Bloomin' Legends. Gavin and I got a brand new podcast out. Well, I say brand new, it's been out a couple of months.
Yeah.
Called Bloomin' Legends, where each week we showcase a Bloomin' Legend. If you follow Gav's heroic little slot every day, this is an heroically massive slot.
Sure.
That we serve up different episode every single week. It's available on Global Player, the official app for Radio X, but also for Bloomin' Legends. So do go get it. At the end of each podcast, we invite listeners to submit their own Bloomin' Legends to at Bloomin' Legends on TikTok or at Bloomin' Legends on Instagram, and also to bloominglegends@global.com. That's bloominglegends@global.com. I've got the best of some of those coming up next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
Friday is Boost Day at William Hill Vegas. If you've been playing Bonus Drop Boost this week, it's time to get your Friday boost. Played 3 days, your Friday reward is doubled. Played six, that boost just tripled. Head to Bonus Drop Boost. Are you ready for your reward? William Hill. Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day, random prize, claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
Getting ready for summer? It's time to scrub the barbecue, mow the lawn, and dust off the wine glasses. At Waitrose, we're getting ready with 25% off six or more bottles of wine or fizz over £6. Like a fruity San Leo Prosecco, perfect with aged Parma ham. Or a crisp Whispering Angel Rosé, ideal for your first barbecue. And our number one Chablis, the aromas of fresh peach pair beautifully with a seafood salad. Start the summer with some great savings at Waitrose. Selected stores and lines, subject to availability. Exclude Scotland, boxed wines and bottles priced £100 and over.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV. No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Here we go. 2 pints of neck oil. So, weekend plans?
Well, there's this new shed that I've got my eye on. It's everything I've ever wanted.
Okay. Or we stick our neck out, take a ferry to Estonia, go clubbing, meet a coven of goths, summon something ancient by mistake, run for our lives, and then wait out in a local pub while it all quietens down.
Yeah, but the shed's got a sash window.
Stick your neck out. Beavertown. Never normal. Visit drinkaware.co.uk. Enjoy Beavertown beer responsibly.
What lurks within?
Ghostly Manor. The new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 8.
Hi, I'm Chris Moyles, and even though I wasn't on the radio today, I'm going to be back on the radio tomorrow. I like to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday because I'm insane. Tune into the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 8 when you get up.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July, was 17.50. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be
on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset. Tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. Yeah. So won't you go far? Tell me you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man. Moving on to better things. In her own way. But uh-oh, she came to my show just to hear about my day. But uh-oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But uh-oh, oh, she came to my show just to hear about my day.
Cook, she moves in her own way. I love the shot. I don't know if that's from the album or the single, the picture that's on the screens on the wall. He's got the Kooks in an alleyway.
Yeah.
And it's just so 78.
It's a bit very, Quadrophenia, isn't
it's
it?
Quite it's Quadrophenia.
Quite Clash,
yeah,
as well.
What a sexy scene takes place down that alleyway.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That's screen chemistry. This is radio physics. It's 4:30, Friday, May the 30th. Happy Friday to you. We're celebrating Blooming Legends. Gav and I's incredible podcast, which is out now on Global Player. If you ever listened to Gav's here right little slot and thought, that slot needs stretching. Defo.
Yeah.
Gav needs stretching the bejesus out of that one.
Sure.
Boy, have I got a podcast for you. Available now on Global Player. We want you to be involved too. Our Thang Army. Each week, we'll be featuring everyday Blooming Legends, celebrating your stories of everyday heroic. Send them now, 83936, or you can WhatsApp me through Global Player. Here's a few of our favourites you've sent in so far to the Blooming Legends podcast. What you got, Suns?
Tash's driving test invigilator.
Yes.
Tash says, I've failed my driving test for one particular incident. I was following signs which told me my destination was to the right, and I approached a roundabout. Rather than going around the roundabout, I stupidly turned immediately right into oncoming traffic.
Nice.
We were seconds away from a head-on collision when, in a quick reaction, my invigilator grabbed my steering wheel and whipped the car back around to save our lives. Oh, what a blooming legend.
Blooming legend. Gav, what do you got for your blooming legend there?
Becky has sent one in about her mate Carl. She says, we were in Greg's last year when this absolute unit of a seagull swoops in like it owns the place. There was chaos. One of the girls behind the counter screamed, without thinking, Carl stands up mid-chew of his steak bake and tackles the bird into the fridge. He shouted, not on my watch! The seagull flew off looking rattled.
That's fantastic.
Greg's gave him a free yum-yum as a thank you, but also asked him to never do that again.
But Greg's is very much... It's part of seagull culture, isn't it?
It's part of seagull legend.
It is. It just is.
Somehow it's connected.
I don't know how it's connected. It's like the sort of punter who goes to Greg's.
finds himself fighting seagulls.
They've also had problems with gulls. You know, I don't know why. Yeah. Jenny's mum has texted in. Sorry, Jenny has nominated her mum to be a blooming legend. Please do nominate people to be legends.
Yes.
3936. Mm. My mother, aged 10, was out in her street, got run over by a milk float.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. She was left with tyre marks all over her, but was completely fine. The twist in the story was that it was her auntie driving the milk float.
Oh.
an Irish friend of mine, his granny, she was working on ambulances in Bristol in the war.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's a blooming legend. You think, well, why is she a blooming legend? She's a blooming legend because during the war, she was driving, and then she had the ambulance guy in the front seat, you know, the paramedic in the front seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got quite heavily bombed. Mm. They were on their way to go and rescue people on a call, and they ran someone over.
Oh, no.
But she was heard to remark, his Irish granny, as they were helping this person onto a stretcher. Yes. She told the guy who was being dealt with by the ambulance bloke, "But you're lucky we were here." Which is,
you're lucky it was us.
Yes, you're lucky we were here. which is legendary.
That just goes back and forth in your mind, doesn't it?
It really does,
Wow.
This is Vampire Weekend, A-Punk. Do nominate any legendary behaviour, any legends in your own life, family, friends, acquaintances, schoolmates.
Time.
basis, the importance of being idle. So if you enjoy Gav's heroic little slot every day on the 4 till 7 thing, you will love Bloomin' Legends, available on Global Player. Brand new podcast from Gav and I. Every week we showcase one of history's massive legends. It's an expansion of Gav's heroic little slot. But at the end of the podcast each week, and sometimes at the start, we also celebrate some of your own Bloomin' Legends that you send in. Had some beauties into the show. Feel free to add to them. 83936. Self-nomination, but I once stabbed an already dead stingray on a beach with a stick and shouted, "That's for Steve Irwin, you flatch."
Oh!
Very confused looking Spanish locals nearby. That's Chris in Doncaster. Chris, we've got Steve Irwin as one of our Bloomin' Legends on it. That's one of our very
new ones. Yeah, yeah.
Normally we delve a bit deeper into history, but Steve was someone I particularly admired and wanted to know about his life.
Yeah.
He was a maniac. If you listen to the podcast about Steve, he was stopped by a bus driver, age six, for bringing an 8-foot snake onto a bus.
Yeah.
He had an eight-foot...
Age six?
Yes, he had an 8-foot snake.
Much bigger than, twice as big as him.
He started early.
Really early, and the bus driver said he could bring it on, but he couldn't have it at the back, so the bus driver put it in his cooler box near the front.
That's right.
Aussie.
He's cool. is it a cooler?
It's an esky.
An esky, that's right. Yeah.
How about this, guys? Bloomin' Legends is awesome. I now go by the name of Gary Gaz Cummins in honour of Reginald Reg Spears. He's one of the Bloomin' Legends we talk about. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I also used to do motocross and have some of the monster trophies you guys were talking about. Made me laugh out loud. That's Gary Gaz Cummins of North Yorkshire. It's something we do encourage. Anyone nominating themselves or a friend for Bloomin' Legendary status to do is you just take your first name, do a shortened form of it.
And that's your nickname.
But put it in quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gav Woods.
Also, Gary Cummins is one of the most motorbike names I've ever heard. He should be on superbikes or something.
It's so fast, isn't it? Gary Cummins.
No,
because he's quite 80s, isn't it?
Yeah, three-time European superbike champion.
Gary Gaz Cummins. Fantastic, isn't it? Keep coming in, please. 83936. More of your Bloomin' Legends coming up after Gav's Hero.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. Naturally cloudy. Thanks to the John O'Gold Apple.
Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas. I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Getting ready for summer? It's time to scrub the barbecue, mow the lawn and dust off the wine glasses. At Waitrose, we're getting ready with 25% off six or more bottles of wine or fizz over £6. Like a fruity San Leo Prosecco, perfect with aged Parma ham. Or a crisp Whispering Angel Rosé, ideal for your first barbecue. And our number one Chablis, the aromas of fresh peach pair beautifully with a seafood salad. Start the summer with some great savings at Waitrose. Selected stores online, subject to availability. Excludes Scotland, boxed wines and bottles priced £100 and over.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker. Radio X
Oasis.
To your house last night and left a note at your bedside. I'm far too shy to speak to you at school. You leave me numb and I'm not sure why. Sit and stare, then push my limbs out towards you right there. My heart is bursting in your perfect eyes, as blue as oceans and as pure as sky. Struggle for the words and then give up. Gates opened up and I fell in love with everyone I saw. Please take your time, I'm not in any rush, and it's in everything I ever write. It's not as if it's enough by life, so thanks a lot. Lonely written words for company. Just raise the roof this once you follow me.
In game Snow Patrol right here on Radio X. That goes out to everyone who's heading over to the Isle of Man for the TT. Have a safe race meeting, guys. Hope it's a safe TT. I'll be home for Mad Sunday as usual. We're on my cat. on the monster, take it down. But
sure.
I do it pretty low key. I keep the helmet on. I don't like to reveal who I am. Just the masked rider. Yeah. Hey, Gav.
masked rider.
Thing is, I don't even do it with the helmet on.
Just a mask.
Just a mask.
Like Zorro.
Like the Lone Ranger.
A little black leather mask.
He was my hero when I was a kid, Zorro.
I bet he was.
He really was. My favourite superhero still today.
A fox.
Yeah, Zorro. It's my favourite. That's all I wanted to be growing up. Mm. Zorro. Gav, let's have your hero. You're the best around. The odd child. He just wants to be Zorro.
Zorro.
He wants to be Zorro. Well, who's your hero, Gav? You promised me a crazy name creature, which we haven't had for a bit. We had the Pink Floyd pistol shrimp. We had the Borneo ninja slug. We had the giant tarantula hawk wasp.
Johnny, we had the Mangalita sheep pig. We had the wolf eel.
The wolf eel.
Do you remember the wolf eel?
The
horrible thing.
Oh, it's disgusting.
In fact, almost all of the crazy name creatures are horrible.
They're horrible. Go on, what we got?
So today's hero, Johnny, is the saber-toothed longhorn beetle. Its full official name, Macrodontia cervicornis. Macrodontia, long-toothed, cervicornis means deer antler.
Okay.
And now with this beetle...
So what's its name? It's the...
The saber-toothed longhorn beetle.
The saber-toothed longhorn beetle.
You wait till you see this.
Crazy creature.
Oh, it's crazy.
Crazy name.
It's the males particularly, and with this beetle, it's all about the mandibles. So it's a huge insect from the rainforests of Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia. It's not the hugest beetle on Earth. Because usually you don't include legs, horns, mandibles. When you measure a beetle, usually it's just the body and the head.
I didn't know that.
If you do include the mandibles, the saber-toothed longhorn beetle is 17 centimetres long.
You are kidding me.
The biggest...
Half a foot.
Yeah, the biggest beetle. So it's just under 7 inches. Amazing looking
thing. That's unbelievable.
Honestly,
is that a big deal?
Yeah, I'm going to show you a picture of one.
It's half a ruler.
You are going to vomit. The biggest beetle on Earth is the Titanus giganteus, 16.7 centimetres, but that's just the body and the head.
Wow.
Anyway, so it seems to be designed to haunt your nightmares for life.
Yeah.
It's a sort of bright yellow, coppery, reddy yellow gold colour with black patterns. It looks like it's got hieroglyphs on the sort of wing shields. It's got huge long mandibles projecting forwards, hence the saber tooth part of its name. Most of its life...
Saber tooth?
This is the weirdest part of this insect's life.
Yeah.
Most of its life is in the larval stage. 10 years
what?
In
the larval.
Because it's such a big unit.
And presumably buried, right?
Well, they buried in tree bark. But by the time they become adults, they just got a couple of months to breed.
Really?
And revolt anyone who sees it. It's the longest known individual specimen was 18 centimetres long. That's 7 inches. If seeing it doesn't scare you, even though it's not venomous, they do hiss at you, apparently. And, of course, as I said before, you could die of vomiting.
Let's have a look.
Here's a picture of it.
Oh, no, it's horrible.
Look at it.
That's the most evil thing.
Just holding that big thing.
That's the most evil thing I've ever
seen. Disgusting thing I've ever seen.
It looks like a man with a funny head.
It looks like...
upside down, you know?
It kind of looks like Satan himself.
Yes, it really does.
It really does.
The beetle god.
It is the beetle.
It's kind of pretty on the back.
Yeah, I like the pattern.
Yeah.
Lovely colourway.
Really?
Guys, it's disgusting.
But the front is horrible.
No, it's one of the scariest.
It's got a really spiky thorax. Have you see that?
Yeah.
Isn't that just on your pillow?
I know.
You wake up and that's just eyeballing.
It's bigger than your face.
Yeah.
It'll take you. It'll take you to hell.
It'll take you to hell. Anyway, you'll never sleep again after that, Kev.
Don't Google it before bed. But we do need to salute the saber-toothed long-horned beetle.
Saber-toothed long-horned beetle. Joy Vaughan 4-7. That's disgusting, Gav. I really don't need
it's
that.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's grim.
I bet it smells.
I bet it stinks.
I bet it's got a really stinky
like earwig smell when you stand on them.
Yeah.
You know that earwig smell?
I hate that smell.
That's horrible. Why have you done that on a Friday?
No, it's just a feel-good thing.
Especially what I'm planning. Especially what I'm planning tonight. This is Editors. It's Munich on Radio X. Thank you, Woodmert. I'm so glad I found this. I'm so glad I did.
such as haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X.
You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself, and you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters, Trust a Trader.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
They say life's about the little wins. Nah, at 32 Red, we say you deserve big ones. So we give you incredible jackpot slots, like Poseidon, Ancient Fortunes, Cash and Riches Wildpot, and Mega Moolah Megaways, with huge cash prizes. Join and get a welcome bonus up to £150. Play incredible at 32 Red. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. New accounts only. Minimum £10 deposit. Up to 50 times wagering. Max stakes apply. Visit 32red.com for full terms.
At Morrisons, more card prices save you money on your shop. Like a 20-pack variety box of Walker's Classics or Meaty. Regular price, £4.85.
More card price.
£3.50. And Kenco Smooth, Rich, Decaf or Gold Indulgence Instant Coffee. Regular price, £7.75.
More card price.
£6. Pay less with more card.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores. Online varies. Excludes Morrisons daily more card at app required. 18 plus. Kenko 195 to 200 grams. Offer ends 1st of June.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the man accused of driving into a crowd of people during Liverpool's victory parade on Monday has appeared in court. Paul Doyle is facing charges including dangerous driving and GBH with intent. The 53-year-old will enter a plea in August. Our reporter Liam Gotting has more.
He looked incredibly emotional as he walked into the dock of the magistrate's court this morning. His voice wobbled as he spoke to confirm his name. The district judge told Mr. Doyle that 6 of the 7 charges he faces can only be dealt with in Crown Court. He then appeared in Crown Court this afternoon.
Russell Brand will go on trial next summer, accused of rape and sexual assault. He's been in court today where he pleaded not guilty to 5 charges.